Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, weirdos. Here's another road trip ruminations for you. And it's over. The Oregon Ghost Conference is done. I've packed up everything and put it into the beast. And... going to try and get a good night's sleep and get back onto the road tomorrow. So I'll definitely be posting during my trip if I find something that's interesting to me or funny or whatever. You know how it goes. But I'll be posting to Facebook and Twitter. You can follow me at Weird Darkness on both of those, Facebook and Twitter. A great last day for the Oregon Ghost Conference. First, I'm a terrible businessman. I'll tell you that. Yesterday, I did really well when it came to selling some of the swag that I bring with me. Obviously, I had the freebies section with the magnets and the stickers and the temporary tattoos and the pens. But on the other side, when I have the buttons and the phone stands, the journals, the keychains, I was supposed to be charging $3 each for those. And I did that yesterday. Today, for some reason, I just didn't care. It was a slower day. Didn't have as many people show up today. So I thought, yeah, go ahead, just take it. Yeah, they'll come up and they'll ask, what is this keychain? And it's one of the fidget keychains that are now discontinued, by the way. So I think I mentioned that on Facebook. The fidget keychains were so popular over the last year or so, but they have now been discontinued. I found a box in the Beast that I didn't realize I had, and so I've got about 1,000 keychains left, and then they'll be gone forever. I can't get them. At least I can't get them where I used to get them. And I think it's because they aren't as reliable as they should be. There's a little light, an LED light, that's supposed to work on those, but it doesn't really work on all of them. The toggle switch, I think, maybe is defective. Maybe that's why they've decided to discontinue them. But the fidget buttons that don't do anything, they work because they don't do anything. But anyway, I was supposed to sell those for $3, but people would come up, ask what it was. I told them what a fidget keychain was, and they thought, oh, that's kind of cool. I said, you know what? Go ahead and just take it. Yeah, that's fine. I don't care. I used to give this stuff away all free all the time anyway, and really it was still an opportunity to tell people about the podcast, and that was the important thing. I made so many great, great friends. I actually can say friends, I think, this weekend. I don't normally make a lot of connections when I go to these Comic-Cons and expos and stuff like that. I'm just kind of, like I said before, I'm kind of an introvert, even though I don't appear that way when I'm talking to people and doing the show. It's just, I'm not really one to just jump in front of somebody and say, hi, I'm Darren, let's be friends. But this weekend, it kind of was that way. I met some like-minded people, especially the podcasters. Jennifer and Max with I Talk to Ghosts, great people, and they also do a really good podcast. I don't know if I told you folks about them yet or not, but that's definitely something that you want to check out. I told you about Dead Rabbit Radio with Jason. He does an amazing job. He's going to be big someday. I know he is. This is going to be his full-time job someday. I just know it. Monique and Joss with Fright Life, they do a really good job. It was really great to meet other podcasters in the paranormal genre. It's just, it's really cool. I've met true crime podcasters in the past, but I haven't met very many paranormal podcasters. So that was really cool. I really, really liked that. Also, another podcaster who's actually a radio show host, so I actually had something in common with him, Jeremy Scott. He has a live radio show. He does a live radio show like 4 days a week. It's called Into the Parabnormal. It's a take on paranormal and abnormal, so it's just Parabnormal. Into the Parabnormal with Jeremy Scott. It's a radio show. We actually got to watch him do his thing live on stage today. It was really cool. Being a radio guy myself, it was really cool to sit there and watch another radio guy do his show live on the air on stage. It was great that we were able to clap during, you know, when the breaks came in, and we got to see him actually doing the interviews. He's a very skilled interviewer, by the way. I told him that afterwards. I know what goes into creating a radio show, and I have done radio shows where I had to interview people. Not my favorite thing to do, but I've done it, and I know how much preparation it takes. Not only that, but it also takes a lot of skill. You wouldn't think so, but it takes a lot of skill to listen to the person as you're interviewing them and take the conversation their way, not your way. You can have a list of questions just in case. You want to go in prepared. You want to have a list of questions that you know you can ask them that they would be able to answer. But you need to be able to put that aside and go with whatever comes up instead. Don't feel so rigid that you have to get through every question, because that person that you're talking to might say something really interesting, and you'll want to say, whoa, 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 what'd you just say? Tell me more about that. And you'll go on rabbit trails, and that actually makes for a much more entertaining interview. And Jeremy Scott with Into the Parabnormal knows how to do that. He did a really, really good job. By the way, I did get that Edgar Allan Poe book. I told you guys that if she did not sell, that if Amber over at the Skeleton Key Auditorium, if she did not sell that by the end of the con, by the end of the conference, that I would buy it. And, well, actually, I didn't have to buy it. She was so sweet. She came over and just gave it to me. I said, no, I got the cash right here. I said, no. And she just gave it to me. She was so sweet. So, Amber, if you're listening to this, thank you very much. That was very kind of you. I love you for that. And I'll definitely be checking out the Skeleton Key Auditorium in Portland, Oregon. Next time I come, and I, like I said yesterday, I will come back for this. I've already told them. In fact, I even paid for my table before I left the building. I wanted to make sure that it was set and ready to go. So next year, I think maybe I'll leave myself an extra day either before or after, so I can head to Portland and actually see what's up there, and maybe stop in on Amber and see the Skeleton Key Auditorium. She's on Instagram, by the way, if you want to look for her. This The Skeleton Key Odd, Odditorium. That's how, so it's the play on words on that. So The Skeleton Key Auditorium. You can find her on Instagram, and you can actually see pictures of what her current location looks like. She's actually building a new location and expanding. Right now, she's a tiny shop with just a few little antique items. It's just called the Skeleton Key. But she's moving this year, hopefully, I think she said in June, I think is when she's hoping to open, into a much larger space, like a 4,200 square foot space. And she's going to put in so much more there. She wants to create a little oddities museum in there. It's going to be really cool. Just from what she was telling me, it's going to be really sweet. And I hope she posts a lot from it on Instagram so I can see it. But I'll find a way to get up to Portland next year when I come here, if not sooner, and see that, because that'll be a lot of fun. Something else that came up today that I wanted to tell you guys about. There is a brand new mobile app. It's not yet available for iOS. That's coming, they said, in April. But it is available for Android. It's called the Phenom app. Phenom. The reason I want to tell you guys about this is the app is specifically designed for you to record and log, or whatever you want, however you want to say that, paranormal events that happen to you. If you see a UFO, if you have a ghostly encounter happen, if you come across Bigfoot, whatever, anything that happens to you that would be considered paranormal, you go onto the app and you report it. And what it does is it networks out, it webs out to other people who have the Phenom app and lets them know, like it's people in your area, it lets them know what you just experienced. So hopefully they'll be on the lookout. For example, if you see a UFO in the sky right now, you jump onto the app and you tell people about it. So others in your area who have the app will know about it to look up, and they can also get recordings of it. And it'll actually build up a much more reliable database of pictures and testimonies and everything else. And they're actually hoping to kind of build this entire community and websites essentially they're wanting to prove what you're seeing. If I can remember correctly, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. I think something along those lines. So in other words, you're making this claim of seeing something paranormal, and that requires evidence. And so the more evidence we gather, then the more we'll know about it. And that's what science wants. Science wants evidence. So if you're the only one that sees a UFO and it's kind of a fuzzy image, that's one thing. But if you can report that to other people who can all at the same time look up, see that UFO and take a photo of it, somebody's going to get a better picture. It's going to be a lot more clear. You can see a lot more detail. And that's going to help us figure out what it is that we're seeing. And it's not just UFOs. Like I said, there can be paranormal things that take place, or Bigfoot, or whatever. There's a whole long list of stuff that you can report. But it's called the Phenom app, Phenom. Check it out. I think it'll be, I think it's something that'll be really, really useful and beneficial for the paranormal community. It's odd. I was talking to Logan. He's one of the creators of the app. And that's how I heard about it today. He was up on stage telling people about it. And I told him, it's interesting. Here I is. I've been doing Weird Darkness for 7+ years now. And none of this stuff ever happens to me. I never get, you know, except for that one sleep paralysis event that I've told you about, nothing else has happened to me ever. And so I downloaded the app, but I don't really fully expect to use it in the near future because nothing ever happens to me. I never see anything in the sky. I never get ghosts. I never get knocking on the doors with the three knocks. Nothing like that ever happens to me. But so many people who listen to the podcast are telling me that it happens to them all the time. So you're the ones that need to have this app. If you're a sensitive or you're being tormented in some way, then you guys need to get the Phenom app and get it rolling. I'll go ahead and promote it. I'll tell people about it, but I probably won't be using it all that often because nothing ever happens to me. Let's see. Oh, by the way, there is a new online newspaper. Well, it's new to me. It's called The Ghostly Times. I believe it's theghostlytimes.com, but they have actual news stories about the paranormal that comes out. They post, you know, I think one or two times a day with news stories. I guess probably they'll post as often as they get news stories. But met one of the editors there, one of the guys who started the paper, and they're actually going to have a little radio station that they're creating on the website of the Ghostly Times, and they asked, hey, can we have Weird Darkness on our website? So very soon we'll be talking about it. And I said, sure, absolutely, no problem. So very soon, hopefully, I'll actually have the little radio show there on theghostlytimes.com. So anyway, I think that's really all I wanted to say. I'll be sleeping in tomorrow. I do not have to set my alarm. I don't have to be anywhere at any certain time. So I'm going to take full advantage of that checkout time at 11 or noon. I think it's 11 a.m. So, you know, maybe I'll sleep in until 10:45. All the way as long as I can and try to get as much sleep as I can. I'm going to need it before getting back onto the road. Should take me, again, about 3 days to get home. And when I do, then I immediately need to jump onto the computer and start preparing for our Friday frights, which is, goodness gracious, this coming Friday. Am I right about that? Yeah, wow. Friday, March 31st is Friday frights. So I have to be home in enough time to prepare for that. And I still got a lot of work to do. But as I think I already told you, but just in case, we have decided that the topic for this month on Friday Frights is going to be black-eyed kids. I actually told some of the people here at the Oregon Ghost Conference about how I would like to come back and maybe be a featured speaker next year, and I think maybe black-eyed kids would be what I'd want to talk about, and people lit up. They loved that idea. So some of the sources that I'll be using to create my presentation, my speech, whatever you call it, I'll actually be sharing this coming Friday for our Friday Frights. I'll be reading from one of those resources. So anyway, looking forward to that. I'll be seeing you online. And if anything fun happens, I'll drop in with another road trip rumination. Thanks a lot, everybody. I appreciate you guys being with me as always. And God bless.
Strange creatures, gruesome murders, oozing organisms, unfathomable abductions, enigmatic expeditions, an age-old malevolence, and much more. Author J.C. Moore delivers a collection of dark horror tales that are both chilling and poignant. Dark Intrigues Book 1 is filled with horror fiction for fans of short story anthologies, horror collections, ghost fiction, suspense, possession, and more. Dark Intrigues Book 1 by J.C. Moore, available on Kindle or as an audiobook narrated by Darren Marlar. Find Dark Intrigues Book 1 on the audiobooks page at WeirdDarkness.com. That's WeirdDarkness.com/audiobooks.